All right, says KK announced just moments ago, John Montgomery, the gold medalist skeleton from Russell, Manitoba, is going to get the Order of the Buffalo, the highest order here in Manitoba. He already got the key for the city of Winnipeg from Mayor Sam Cates. Of course, he is the king of Russell, Manitoba. And now to add to all those honors, being a special guest on the Tom and Joe Show. How does that feel, John?
Oh, well, that just tops it all off. Key to the city, forget about it. I want to be here right now.
John, I have to ask you, because many wonder, how does one get into skeleton? Like, how does that all start? Like, as a skier, you know, did you grab a cafeteria tray in Russell? How did it all start?
Well, I guess you got to be lucky sometimes, and I consider myself pretty lucky to have found it. It was just on actually a random tour of Canada Olympic Park, where the bobsled skeleton loose track is in Calgary. I saw the sport take place, and initially I thought that it was a horrible luge accident because this guy was coming down face first on his stomach, and I had no idea what the sport of skeleton even was. It wasn't on my radar by any means.
Right.
And I'm not going to profess to be the sharpest guy in the world, but I did recognize a trend after I saw, you know, four more athletes come down in that same fashion, and thought, oh dear, that we got something going on here. So I made it my day's mission to find out how I could get involved, took it upon myself to try it out, did so, and never looked back, man.
Right on.
Now, you built that that run up to Vancouver for how many years? I mean, when you're talking about going out to Calgary then and looking at this thing, how many years before, 2010 was that?
That was, what's the date today? Is it the...
This is the 16th of March.
16th of March. So it is nearly 8 years to the day.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. Now, going into the Olympics... What were you thinking? Were you thinking that it was gold medal possibilities? Because, you know, I mean, the media will cover it and they'll say, hey, you know, Montgomery out of Manitoba looking good for a medal. How about yourself? What was the focus going in?
Well, my focus was continuing to do the preparation that we've done. You know, it's the same thing, you know, athletes will always tell you. At least I'm going to tell you that I was going there to continue doing what I'd always done, which was prepare to the best of my ability. And I definitely believe that if I laid down my best performances that I was capable of, then I would have every legitimate shot at a gold medal for sure.
Okay, John, over those 8 years of training and worldwide competition, greatest crash?
Got to be probably my second year in Lake Placid. That whole week, I had my ass handed to me on a silver platter, and I was beat down repeatedly. I was told later by my fellow teammates that they didn't honestly expect me to see me back at the beginning of next season.
Wow. They were telling you maybe this sport isn't for you, John?
Yeah, somebody was trying to tell me that, but I wasn't listening, that's for sure.
Now, you got the Order of the Buffalo Hunt, as Tom mentioned earlier, but the Order of the Beer Hunt started there after the gold medal. How did that come down? Did you know the person that handed you that first beer, because it became a world story?
No, I didn't. I had no idea who they were, and I've got to thank them quite kindly for that. But, you know, as proud Manitobans like we are, I'm sure you can attest to the fact that when somebody hands you a beer or offers you one, you don't look a gift horse in the mouth. You graciously accept and show your gratitude by taking a sip of said beer. So that's exactly what I did. I certainly wasn't... you know, trying to be cheeky or anything.
No.
I was just reacting.
Well, you know what? And as Joe says, it made you kind of an icon for the whole Olympics, because it epitomizes us as Canadians, as fun-loving and beer-drinking and good-timers. And it was great to have you, a Manitoban, as that guy. John Montgomery is with us. He's the gold medalist in skeleton. And, John, you got to be kind of overwhelmed about what's happened since, all the attention. But what's in the future now? Because... let's be honest, you can make some coin out of this.
Well, I'd be lying if I said that I wasn't going to try to do things in a fashion that would lend itself to me continuing to do skeleton for the next 4 years, with perhaps being able to focus entirely on that as opposed to having going back to work. But like you said, it is overwhelming, and that's really what I'm tasked with right now, is trying to get my brain wrapped around all this, the demands on my time, people requesting you, and honestly, I would like to help everybody, but you spread yourself too thin, you're not going to be helping anybody. So getting sorted, getting organized, getting my brain wrapped around this, and then ultimately getting back to business, which is training, so I can represent Canada again in 4 years, because we're going to push through to Sochi.
Absolutely. And once that's done, do you get yourself a Skoda dealership or something like that and open up Montgomery Motors?
You know what? I'm bringing Lada Motors back.
Lada. That's it.
All right, John. Well, all the best. You deserve all the honors you're getting. And you made us very, very proud watching you there in Vancouver as Canadians.
Well, thanks very much for having me on the show.
And certainly as a Manitoban, we'll be tracking you now, John.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. John Montgomery, gold medalist at a Russell Manitoba in the Skeleton. You all saw him chugging that big old jug of beer. It's 7.